I looked into his eyes, filled with nothing but concern for me, and there was nothing I could say. Just then the front door banged loudly, and I jumped at the sound. "There's no picture anywhere in that car." Jacob's complaining voice reached us before he did. The shoulders of his shirt were stained with the rain, his hair dripping when he rounded the corner. "Hmm," Billy grunted, suddenly detached, spinning his chair around to face his son. "I guess I left it at home." Jacob rolled his eyes dramatically. "Great." "Well, Bella, tell Charlie," Billy paused before continuing, "that we stopped by, I mean." "I will," I muttered. Jacob was surprised. "Are we leaving already?" "Charlie's gonna be out late," Billy explained as he rolled himself past Jacob. "Oh," Jacob looked disappointed. "Well, I guess I'll see you later then, Bella."
"Sure," I agreed.
"Take care," Billy warned me. I didn't answer. Jacob helped his father out the door. I waved briefly, glancing swiftly toward my now empty truck, and then shut the door before they were gone. I stood in the hallway for a minute, listening to the sound of their car as it backed out and drove away. I stayed where I was, waiting for the irritation and anxiety to subside. When the tension eventually faded a bit, I headed upstairs to change out of my dressy clothes.